Last time we discussed the parameters of Shvus, the Shvus B'Makom Mitzvah, the allowance of having a Nachri perform Malacha on behalf of the Jew in order to facilitate the performance of a Mitzvah. Shlomo Zalman is quoted in Shmir Shabbos with the following observation, which is relevant to some scenarios within using a Nachri B'Makom Mitzvah to bring a Chetzah Shal Mitzvah. Shmir Shabbos Al-Chasa Perek Lamed Ha'ara Kuf Ayin Dalid in the new edition, Perek Lamed Ha'ara Kuf Lamed Dalid, he quotes from Rosh Hashanah the following. Let's say you're going to ask a Nachri to bring a shofar for you on Rosh Hashanah or to bring a sitter for you on Shabbos through a Chatzah Shein Merevis or through a Karmel. So now we say this mutter, we're talking about Hotzah on a Derabbanan level for the performance of a mitzvah, Yidei Amir L'Nachri. That's Shvus to Rosh Hashanah Makom Mitzvah. The assumption is that to carry through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Gemura, through it to perform a Malacha Deraisa, would be prohibited under those circumstances. But Rosh Hashanah makes the following observation. He says that in theory, since we assume, this is Machlokas, but since we assume that Mavir Mirshus Hayachal Rosh Hashanah Derech Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you're going to carry something from a house on one side of the street down the street, which is Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, to a house or to a shul on the other side of the street. So your Mavir, Mirshus Hayachal, Rosh Hashanah Derech Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's clearly Aser, and it's an Isser Derais and Isser Derabbanim. So we assume, L'Halacha, that Mavir, Mirshus Hayachal, Rosh Hashanah Derech Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, is only an Isser Derabbanim. So if you're to tell a Nachri, carry the Siddur from me through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim without stopping in the middle, that would only be an Issur D'Rabbanan. But the reality is, the Nachri probably will stop in the middle. He'll stop to rest. He's not going to run straight from the Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. He's going to stop to rest on the way. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman says that's okay. As long as it's possible to perform the Malacha without violating any Daraisas, if the Nachri chooses to perform it in such a way that it's going to end up violating a Daraisa, that's his choice. As far as your tzivui to the Nachri goes, what did you ask him to do? You asked him to do a malacha, which could be done only with a malacha d'rabban. So as long as you're asking him something that could be performed reasonably with only a violation d'rabban, the fact that he chooses to violate a malacha d'rais on the way, that's his problem. That's not your problem. So it would be mutter, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, to ask a Nachri to carry a sitter for you from a Rosh Hashanah through Rosh Hashanah through Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, since theoretically it's possible for him to do that action without violating a malacha d'oraisa. In Reb Simcha Bunim Cohen's English Sefer, he quotes that he found this suggestion, in the very same context, in the Tshuvas of the Bilsker Eloi. We quoted the Bilsker Eloi in our Erevin Shirim, the Sharei Tzion, Sharei Tzion. So Bilsker Ilu, Sharei Tzion, Chelek Aleph, the very beginning of Simen Ches, Chelek Aleph, the very beginning of Simen Ches, he quotes that he heard from the Beis Halevi this very idea, that since Mavir Mirshus Hayachal, Rishus Hayachal, Derech Rishus Rabbim is only an Isser D'Rabbanan, so you're allowed to tell a Nachri to bring a Chetzah Shel Mitzvah for you through Rishus Rabbim, and even if he chooses to stop on the way, that's his prerogative, that's not because of your instruction to him. So I just noticed, I think, the Hishtashos here. In the second edition of Shir Shabbos, he just quotes this from Shlomo Zalman. In Rabbi Cohen's book, which came out after the second edition of Shir Shabbos, he quotes Shir Shabbos, and then he says he found this in the Tshuvas of the Bilsker Eloi. And then in the third edition of Shir Shabbos, Rav Neuberg expands the footnote and says he heard that they pointed out to him that in the Bilsker Eloi Tshuva, they have this as well. So I think Rabbi Cohen gets the credit for finding the Marmakom. And Shmir Shabbos quotes it in the later edition. But this all relates to something that we find, there are actually two tazes that this relates to. There's a taz in Simen Shin Zayin Sifkat and Dalid. Taz in Simen Shin Zayin Sifkat and Dalid. We quote from the Ravia as follows. Amir la'akam b'daraisa nami lo asira Al bedavar she afshar limsa takana ayde Yisrael lasa so. Kagol nahachim chanim. So when is it usher to, again, we haven't gotten to the Balayta here, but when, generally speaking, is it usher to tell an achi to do malacha deraisa for you, even with tzarach mitzvah? That's where the only way to do the malacha is through malacha deraisa. The only way to achieve the result is through malacha deraisa. Valim efshe laso, so kigom rishis harabim. Diyachal lahavi ayidei mechitzas b'nei adam, shari amir la'akum. But if it's the type of thing that could be done in a permissible fashion, or could be done, in theory, with only violating a malacha derabanan, the fact that he violates a malacha deraisa isn't necessarily an impediment of a problematic amir lenachri. That's the same idea, that if he could have done it by violating a malacha derabanan, he chooses to violate the malacha deraisa, that's not a violation of amir lenachri. The other taz that this relates to is in Siman Reish Ayin Vav. Reish Ayin Vav is the halakas ner context, which we'll get to soon. The taz in the end of Siman Reish Ayin Vav, the end of Sivkat and Dalid, writes as follows: Nirali oso ner shemalekas ashivka kedesha tadiach kleyachila sheachlu lo mikri litzarach Yisrael. So if you have a non-Jewish domestic help in the house, and you ask the non-Jewish help to wash dishes on Shabbos, and she turns on the lights, that's not considered with Tzarach Yisrael, the fact that she turns on the lights. Kelim she'ein guf ha'Yisrael nana mimanu. Ela kelim shalom udachim v'chayavas adicha v'tzarach ha'yivalakas. So all you want is that the dishes should be washed. The fact that she turns on the lights in order to see the dishes is not really material to what your interest is. You want the dishes washed. She wants to wash the dishes in the light. So the fact that she wants the light is her problem. But that's not considered that she's turning on the light with Tzorech Yisrael.
Even if it helps you?
Even if it helps you, because if a Nachri does a malacha for their purpose, even if you have a ancillary benefit, that's not a problematic hana in malachas guy. There are two relevant issues. So far, we've only been focusing on the first issue, which is amir l'nachri. The second issue is benefiting from malachas Nachri and Shabbos, which we'll have to get to in the subsequent shiurim. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes this this Taz in Siman Reish Ayin Vav Sivkatan Kav Zayin. Take a look if you have a Mishnah Berurah. Siman Reish Ayin Vav Sivkatan Kav Zayin. Second half of that Mishnah Berurah. Sivkatan Kav Zayin. The context is, take a look at Sif Gimel in Shulchan Aruch. Again, this is about Hanami Melachas Nachri, which is not our topic yet. And the Mechaber writes, "Im Omer Adam La'Avdo Shivkasa Leilech Yimo V'Dliko Haner Afa Pishigam Heim Tzvikam Lo So if you tell your non-Jewish Eved to walk with you, and it's dark, and he turns on the light, or he takes the flashlight, so that's really L'Sarach HaYisrael. Mm-hmm. You can't argue that's L'Sarach Nachri, because he's just there to be Mishamish. But the Mishnah Berurah says in Kav Zayin, Dafka Nachat. So this seer is Dafka, where he's walking with you. Aval im Mishalcha Mishlichu So, but if you send the Nachri on a journey to go down the block to get something for you, the Ligo is aner lahayr lahem, and he turns on the light for his own benefit, he's going on your shlichas, but the turning on the light is not on your shlichas. So let's say you send the Nachri upstairs to get a sefer for you from the third floor, and he turns on the light because he needs to see. An hour later, you go upstairs, you're allowed to use that light, because at the time that he turned it on, it wasn't litzor chacha, even though there was a secondary connection to you because you asked him to get something for you, but fundamentally turned on the light for his own purpose. And then he quotes that taz that we just saw, Ke'ein zakas v'taz v'sel v'sivin v'zal, nirli oso nirsh t'malekas ha-shivcha k'dei ladia k'lei achila sh'aflu l'mikri litzorach Yisrael kevin she'ein gofa Yisrael nenem imenu ela kelem shalom udafim yichayev asadichem litzorcha himag lekas v'mudar achar hach Yisrael v'shamish l'nerzah. Fine. With that issue of Nana Mimlachas Nachri, we'll have to get back to in the coming Shiurim. In the Sefer Orchot Shabbos, he has the following, Perakov Gimel, the end of Sif Samach Zayin, Perakov Gimel Samach Zayin, that's Rabbi Reuben from Harnof. So he says, and we'll see, he argues on Shmir Shabbos, he doesn't quote Shmir Shabbos, but Shmir Shabbos takes a different position. He says, you're staying in a hotel, so you're allowed to order room service, or you're allowed to have an Nachri carry the food up for you into your second floor hotel room, even if the Nachri is going to take the elevator, because it's reasonable that he could just as well take the stairs. Right, so just like you can, again, assuming we're bothered by a Malacha D'Oraisa with an elevator, for argument's sake, just like our discussion of Mavim Rishis Sayach, Rishis Sayach, Derech Rishis Rabim, where even if he's Amei Lafush and violates Adaraisa, he could just violate a Derabana just as well. So here, Litzarach Suda Shabbos, which we discussed last time, is considered Tzarach Mitzvah, so you can't have him violate Adaraisa. Let's assume going in an elevator is a Malacha Adaraisa. So you can't have him violate a Adaraisa, but he could just as well take the stairs. The fact that he chooses to take the elevator is his own prerogative. That has nothing to do with your request of him. So if you're on the second floor, you can ask him to bring up food for you on Shabbos. But if you're on the 20th floor, he says you can't, because there it's not reasonable to assume that the Nachri is going to take the stairs. Theoretically, it's possible that he could, but that's not within the norm of what's reasonable. To go up one flight of stairs is reasonable. To go up 20 flights of stairs is not reasonable. And he says he's not sure where to draw the line. On the second floor is definitely okay, 20th floor is definitely a problem. Where do you draw the line of what's considered reasonable? He says maybe you would say the litmus test should be what would he do if the elevator wasn't working? That's how many flights of stairs would the Nachri be willing to climb if the elevator wasn't working?
I mean, you order room service, right? So.
Right.
Right.
Maybe only within reason. But then he quotes, as he can tell his boss, he's not 20 flights of stairs, the elevator's not working. Then he quotes from Shlomo Orbach that maybe that's not a good test either, because that which he would do under extenuating circumstances isn't necessarily reflective of a norm, meaning b'shas hadchak, if the electricity's out, the elevators aren't working, and he wants to please the customer, so that'll walk up 15 flights of stairs. But he wouldn't do that under normal circumstances, so maybe that's not a good barometer. Shmir Shabbos, Perek Lamed Sif Cafe. Perek Lamed Sif Cafe seems to be megal across the board, even on a higher floor. He seems to be assuming that as you don't have to evaluate based on what would be considered a norm or what would be considered a reasonable usage of the stairs. The question is it theoretically possible? As long as it's theoretically possible for him to use the stairs, even if it's 20 flights up, it's theoretically possible to use the stairs. The fact that you tell him to bring you the food isn't mechayiv him to take the elevator. That's still his prerogative. it's still his choice. That's not that you're instructing him in any way to violate a malacha on your behalf. Okay, that seems to be machlokas Shmir Shabbos and the Orcha Shabbos. Okay, so till now we've been discussing Shvus to Shvus B'Malka Mitzvah, but as we noted in the Rambam, the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in addition to Malka Mitzvah, there are two other categories where we allow Shvus to Shvus, Sarach Gadol and Mixas Chali. Mixas Chali we discussed when we were talking about Refu B'Shabbos. Let's focus now on the Rambam's other category, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, of Sarach Gadol, Sarach Harbeh. So where does that come from? Right, the Magen Mishnah only quoted the Gemara in Eir ben Sanuches of Ishtah Chamimi, and Ishtah Chamimi seems to be the source for Dvar Mitzvah. Right, Machlokas Rambam Tosfos, is that only a source for Milo like the Bali Tosfos, or is that a source for any Dvar Mitzvah that Shvus the Shvus would be Mutter? But what's the source for Tzorech Gadol, Tzorech Harbeh, as allowing a Shvus the Shvus? So in the Minchas Kohen, I assume most of you learned Isra Het already, or some of you. Mm-hmm. So those of you have should have encountered the Minchas Kohen. Minchas Kohen was a contemporary of the Chacham Tzvi, who I think one of the other directors. The Chacham Tzvi started in Altona and ended up in Amsterdam, and he started in Amsterdam and ended up in Altona. So he has a beautiful three-part sefer. One part is on Tarovas, one part is on Ben Ishmashas, and one part is on Amir Lenachri and Bishul B'Shabbos. So the third part is called Mishmaris HaShabbos. Very clear sefer where he compartmentalizes shitos and presents a very clear structure in these sugyas. So he points out in Mishmaris HaShabbos, Perek Aleph, paragraph beginning, Aderech HaShlishi, Mishmeres HaShabbos, Shar Aleph, Shar Aleph is on Amir Lenachi, Shar Beis is on Bishul HaShabbos, Shar Aleph, Perek Aleph, the paragraph beginning of Derech HaShlishi. So he points out that the Magen Mishnah doesn't help us here. The Magen Mishnah told us the source for Tvar Mitzvah, Shtab Chamimi, but the Magen Mishnah is silent on the source for Tzorech Harbeh. So he suggests that no, maybe that actually is a source for this din of the Rambam as well of Tzorech Harbeh. Maybe that case in the Gemara of having a Nachri carry hot water through a Chatzar She'eino Mu'reves is not limited to the context of Mila. And he says that's Meduyuk, he thinks, in the Lashon of Rambam. But as you read the Gemara, it sounds like we're only talking about the context of Mila, the aftermath of Mila, so you need to bring hot water with Sarach, the baby that just had a Mila. However, the Lashon HaRambam Perek Vav Halacha Yud. Maybe lo mechatz lechatz or shein eruv bnei and mayim chamin leharchit behem katan umitzayir. So the way the Rambam quotes this halacha, so first of all, he doesn't say this is the Tzorech Mila, and he says Laharkat ben Katan u Mitzdar. So Katan Mitzdar sound like two different things. So it sounds like the Rambam's learning from that case of Ishtah B'Chamimi all three halachas. Number one, the fact that you're allowed to bring something with Tzorech Mila. Number two, that you're allowed to bring it Laharkat Katan. Harkitz Katan is a Tzorech Gadol, and Mitzdar is number three. That's Mixas Choli. So then the Rambam ends up learning all three categories from the same Gemara of Ishtah B'Chamimi. If that's not the case, so then the Gemara, then the Rambam isn't giving us any example for mixas choli. So he thinks it makes more sense. So laharchitz bem katan is one category, one application. Mitzdar is another application. So laharchitz katan is a case of sarach harbe. And then he points out another possible source for the Rambam. And that's what the Raizid himself mentions. We quoted this earlier in our analysis of Refuah B'Shabbos. The Raizid took issue with the Rambam's category of Mixas Choli. Remember, we explained that the Rambam's Mixas Choli must be a middle category between Cholish Ein B'Sakana and what we'll call Mechish B'Alma. And the Raizid didn't understand the Rambam that way. That's the Raizid's Masig. What's this Mixas Choli that you're talking about? So the Raizid says, Yemaya Mixas Choli, you ask me, Ose. If it's Mixas Choli, meaning the Raizid understood Mixas Choli, it's Cholish Ein B'Sakana, so then the Yisaki did the block himself. Sharei Goneach Yonei Chol B'Shabbos. And then he quotes the Gemara in Ksuvas Daf Samech. B'makom hefsed, you go and see her sh'alu bo kashkashim b'makom b'ragvo. So you have the pipe where there is a overgrowth on the pipe, on the gutter, that's potentially going to lead to a significant hefsed. So there you're allowed to move it in a kol achar yad fashion on Shabbos. So that's talking about malacha kol achar yad ayidei Yisrael b'makom hefsed. So if malacha kel achiyad is mutter ayde shabam makam hefsed, Rav Avadya points out, Chazon Avadya, page Taf Nun Aleph, that kosher kain should be allowed to do amir l'nachri b'makam hefsed. So that may be another source for the Rambam's category of tzorech gadol as allowing amir l'nachri on a derabana. If it's mutter kol achar yad ayidei Yisrael, then kosher kain should be mutter ayidei nachri. Rav Avadya, however, does quote the Shuvas HaRivash. Shuvas HaRivash, Simen Shin Pei Zayin. That's not necessarily so. That maybe Malcolm Hefsid is worse. Meaning, we don't always allow Amir Lenachri B'Malkom Hefsed. And the source for that is the sugya of Kibui Deleika. So let's talk now a little bit about that sugya of Kibui Deleika and how that relates to the broader issue of Amir Lenachri B'Malkom Hefsed. And whether the Rishonim there line up with the Rishonim in our sugya as well. So the Mishnah tells us in the beginning of Perek Kol Kisvei, Kuftes Vav Amud Aleph, that Kol Kisvei HaKodesh Matzilin Hasan Mipnei HaDeleika. Shabbos Kuftes Vav Amud Aleph. The whole discussion here about Matzilin Mipnei HaDeleika relates to Hotzah, relates to carrying through a Chatzah Shein Mereves, violating an Issa D'Rabbanan for Hatzalas Kisvei Kodesh. But the Rishonim are bothered, the Gemara never entertains actually extinguishing the fire. Even according to Reb Shimon, who holds that Melacha Shein Esvichel Guvis Pater, Shimon holds that Melacha Shein Esvichel Guvis Pater, and kibui deleika to save something from the fire is only v'lacha shein esmicha l'gufa. So why don't we entertain, at least according to Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda says v'lacha shein esmicha l'gufa. The Rambam paskins like Reb Yehuda, v'lacha shein esmicha l'gufa'skayiv, perik al v'lacha zay. So if you assume like the Rambam, if you assume like Reb Yehuda, l'alacha, v'lacha shein esmicha l'gufa'skayiv, so then we're talking about a nisr deraisa, there's nothing to talk about. But if you assume, as many of you shown to do, like Reb Shimon, that Malacha Shein Esvichel L'Gufa is Pater. It's not a Malacha D'Araisa. So then why do we never entertain allowing extinguishing the fire under certain circumstances for Kisei Kodesh, for Makom Hefzeg Gadol. Right? Just like we allow Mamachan in a Kalachiyat fashion, the Sugin Ksuba Samech, in the case of the Tzino Shalom Bakashkashim, why don't we entertain allowing Kibui Deleika according to Reb Shem? So the Ran, Daf Samach Aleph Amin Aleph Bedape Rif, Samach Aleph Amin Aleph Bedape Rif, Dibra Maskal Uba Makom, writes as follows. Shani Kibui, if anyone has a Shabbos with the Rif, take a look. Samach Aleph Amin Aleph. Shani Kibui, Dekevan De'im Hayat Sarech Lugufo, Haya Asr Min HaTorah. So since Kibui Be'etzem is a Malacha D'Oraisa, where it's Sarech Lugufo, where let's say you need the Pachamim. So since Kibui Be'etzem is an Isr D'Oraisa, the Eina Kol B'Kiyan Lachlok Ve'im Malacha Asricha Lugufo L'She Eina Asricha, and it's not so easy for the layman to discern what application of kibbutz is a malacha she'en esrich l'gufa, and what application of kibbutz is a malacha esrich l'gufa. Mishem hachri asri rabbanan afil b'makom seda. That's why the rabbanan never entertained allowing kibbutz d'leika even b'makom hefzeg, because it's liable to lead to a michshel, because people will confuse a malacha she'en esrich l'gufa application with a malacha esrich l'gufa application. V'afilu ayidei nachri nami asru, and we don't even allow you to tell a nachri to be mechaber the fire, which would only be a shvus to shvus. A malacha shein esrich l'gufa ayidei amyul nachri. Lefi shemitoch she'adam bol al mamono isharis le ayidei nachri asi l'chabuye ihu gufei. That because the person is so for tumult when his house is burning down, that if we allow him to tell a nachri, he's going to do it himself. So this is kind of the opposite of the svar in the beginning of Mishahechshech, right? In the beginning of Mishahechshech, the Gemara says, svar mitoch she'adam bol al mamono, we allow amir l'nachri in the case of Mishahechshech lo baderech, because if we don't allow amir l'nachri, then he's going to be mavir dalet amos b'shus haram, potentially he's going to violate a deraisa. Here, it's the same svar in the opposite direction. We don't allow you to tell a nachri to be mechaber, because we're worried, mitoch she'adam bol al mamono, if we allow you to tell an achri, then you're going to end up doing it yourself. That's the first tirus in the Ran. Fundamentally, kibui d'leika is a malacha she'en esrich l'gufa. Fundamentally, you should have been able to tell an achri to do that for you. And it's only because of this concern of mitoch she'adam bol al mamono, you may end up doing it yourself, that we disallow you from telling an achri to be mechaber. Okay. Inami Shani Hachi Shehu Shvuska L'Achar Yad Shememachin Baraglav V'cham Yer Tfei Mishvus D'Shabbis Hanasa Kedarko D'Hainu Ayidei Nachri. So the Inami in the Ran is that a Shavus that's done in Ka'akriyat fashion, and he assumes that Kibui Deleika is in that category as well. So they have Ka'akriyat or Malacha Shein Tzurich L'Gufa. There are different Yerushalmis here whether it's Chamer or Kil, but if you read it as V'chamer, it's more Chamer than a standard Shavus. So because the action of the malacha is not as discernibly different than a deraisa application of the malacha, that's a stronger type of a derabanan that we are less likely to allow. Again, so the first eretz in the Ran is that fundamentally we should have been matir amir l'nachri for kibui d'leika, but we don't do because of adam bala mamona. The second eretz is that the nature of a kalachiyad, a malacha shem sikhl gufa malacha, is more chamer than that of a standard shvus, and therefore we're less inclined to be matter that even al yedei nachri. Okay. So within the first Eretz of the Ran, what emerges is that at least the Malacha Shenasicha Gufa of Kiboy is not Bechlal the Heter of Amir Lenachri, even b'makom Tzarech. Shlomo Zalman has the following Ha'ara. Shvir Shabbos Lechasa Ha'ara Nivav, Paraglamet Ha'ara Nivav, because of Shlomo Zalman the following, that he doesn't spell this all out, but essentially what he's saying is that according to this reason, the Ran, that fundamentally should be Matar Amir Lenachri to be Mechaba Galekov and Malcolm Hefzer. Hello, what? We're concerned that he talks to other Balaam Amono, he's going to be Mechaba himself. So that only applies to the homeowner whose house is burning down. But the neighbor who doesn't have that status of other Balaam Amono because it's not his property, so for him it would be mutter to tell the Nachri to extinguish the fire. So the Baal Bas himself can't tell the Nachri to extinguish the fire. But anyone else, any neighbor, anyone who doesn't have a financial interest in that which is burning down, so then that reason of other Balaam Amona doesn't apply. And then it should be mutter to tell the Nachri to be Mechabe the Gleika, because that why the standard Shvus the Shvus for Malcolm is important. The second Tarsus of the Ran doesn't help. The second Tarsus of the Ran says that there's a fundamental difference between this kind of a Malacha Shevzikul Gufa, sorry, this kind of a Durabana no Shvus and the standard Shvus. But according to the first Tarsus, Shlomo Zalman is saying that it should be mutter for the neighbor to ask the Nachri to be Mechabe the Gleika. This question of Malacha Chain of Sricha Lugufa, just parenthetically, this question of Malacha Chain of Sricha Lugufa and whether that constitutes a standard Shvus to invoke Shvus to Shvus for Makom Mitzvah, Makom Tzorah, that relates to the Machlokas, the Shaka Mataz and Yaradeya when it comes to cutting nails, Leila Tefila. Right, a woman forgot to cut her nails before Leila Tefila Friday night. It's the Shach in Simen Kuf Tzadi Chesif. Katan Yufes, Kufsari Kasat Katan Yufes, assumes that Malacha Chain Sikul Guf in this context is a standard Shvus, the Shvus Malacha Mitzvah. So you're allowed to have, if a woman is in that situation, she should have an Nachri come and cut her nails, because cutting nails is a classic example of Malacha Chain Sikul Guf. And then it becomes a standard Shvus, the Shvus, the Malacha Mitzvah. Shlomo Zalman, in one of his tshuvas, Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph, Simen Zayin, Anaf Hei Os Gimel, again, Chelek Aleph, Simen Zayin, Anaf Hei Os Gimel, for those of you keeping track, he points out that why aren't we concerned about the following? Why don't we say that if you're not going to let the homeowner tell the Nachri to extinguish the fire that's burning down his house, so why are we concerned that the Baal Bayis is going to end up getting sick or getting depressed and he's going to die from all the tzar involved in having his house burned down? So why isn't that considered pikuach nefesh to allow the Nachri to extinguish the fire in essentially a fashion that's only a malacha shenu sichul gufa anyway? Shlomo Zalman says that's too far-fetched, that if he's going to get depressed and die from his depression, that's his problem, so to speak. That's not that the fire is killing him, it's that he's killing himself, and you can't reasonably consider that to be pikuach nefesh. But in Shmir Shabbos, he has a little bit of a back and forth about this, Perek Mem Aleph Ha'ara Ches. So that's all as far as why we don't allow a Nachri to extinguish the fire. Obviously, in a situation where no one's life is in danger, as the Rava says in the end of Shin Lamed Aleph, nowadays, in most situations where there's a fire on Shabbos, there's no way of guaranteeing that people's lives aren't in danger also, so then we're making across the board to extinguish the fire. But in the theoretical case in which there's no Pikuach Nefesh concern, so that's the discussion as to why we don't allow Kibbutz Leika Ayin Dei Nachri. But then, take a look at Simon Shin Zion's If Yud Tes. Simon Shin Zion's If Yud Tes. Sechor Hanif Sedes B'Shabbes Al Yedei Geshamim. So you have merchandise that is left out before Shabbos and it's raining, and if you keep it out in the rain, it's going to get damaged. Oh, Dabar Acher. Oh, Asi Bidka. Or if the dam is breaking and the Bidka the Maya and it's going to flood your merchandise. Nasi Mamono. Oh, Shinitro. Achav Tzoryayim Vaholach Yibut. So you stand to incur a significant financial loss if nothing is done. Mutter likros eino Yehudi af al pi shavada yodeya sheino Yehudi yatzel amamun. So you're allowed essentially to have a mirla nakri, to call the nakri in a way that he's going to save the property. V'chei mutter lomer leino Yehudi kol amasel leino masin. Right, just as we have by Galeka, you can say Kol Mechaba Eino Mafsi. You're not allowed to request that the Nachri extinguish the flames, but you can use the formula of Kol Mechaba Eino Mafsi. So you can say by other property that stands to be damaged, Kol Ha Matzil Eino Mafsi. The Yeshvish Omer Shalavitiru Ela B'Delei Kadav. Okay, so what's this Machlokas? Right? It sounds like this relates to our question of Amir Lenachri B'Makom Hefsid. So the first position here in the Machaber, the Machilim, let's start with the Machmirim. The Machmirim, the Yeshvish Omer, is a Rashba among others. Chuvas a Rashba, Chelik Aleph Simin Tav Shin Pei Dalet. Chelik Aleph Simin Tav Shin Pei Dalet. The Rashba is asked about this specific question. Schorah Shiyardu Alev Yishamim, Vihim Afsed Yisusachamayim. Say a merchandise is left outside, it's raining, and if nothing happens, it's going to get damaged. Now the Tatal of Shabbos, Alam Alagay, the Tatal of Sakin, you have the Nafi violate the Isra the Rabbanan of Tilta Muksa, in order to bring it inside. So the Rashba writes, so the Shoah quote of the Bala Trumos is being matir, and the Rashba argues, Mishinda Badaleka Dafi Hitiu Lomer Mechabe in a Masir. Dila Sharasay Lutil Tule, Afti Lameva Malacha Deraisa. So we allow you to say Kol Mechaba Eino Mafsid because otherwise we're concerned that you may violate a Blacha Deraisa. Amokan La Mashrina Le Tilto. But why here would we be Matir Tilto? Afila, that's talking about doing it yourself. Afila Lomer Lagoy Lo Itiru Elin Yen Rishon Kidei Shalai Yavad Lideis to Deraisa. Even a Mirlin Opi is only Mutter by Galeka, so you don't come out to Deraisa. The So whatever you are not allowed to do yourself, you're not allowed to tell Nachri. So the Rashba doesn't really explain the distinction between the hefsed of the leika and the hefsed of the merchandise. Presumably, it's a matter of degree. That the leika, you stand to lose your entire property, all your possessions. So there's a stronger concern that you may come to violate the Raisa, and there we're more inclined to be matir certain things, but that doesn't apply to Hefsid Schor. So number one, you've seen the Rashba. The Rashba is not allowing Shvus, the Shvus, the Mokum Hefsid, with the exception of Dleiko, which is the Gemara's exception. The Mishmeres HaShabbos, the Minchas Kohen points out, Shar Aleph Perek Beis, that this is the Rashba Lishitaso by Dvar Mitzvah. The Rashba holds in the Bali Tosfos that even the Heter of Shvus Neshvus, the Malka Mitzvah is limited to Mila, and there's no blanket Heter of Shvus Neshvus, the Malka Mitzvah in general. So it's not that the Rashba is more machmir on Hefsid than Mitzvah, but the Rashba is machmir on Mitzvah as well. I mean, the Rashba has a very restricted position as to where Amil Menachmi is mutter even on a Rabbanan. He's only matir, he understands the Gemara of Yishat v'chamimi like the Bali Tosfos, that the Heter is limited to Mila, doesn't expand more broadly to Dvar Mitzvah, and doesn't expand to Malkum Hesed. That's why the Rashba is Machmir. So the Mechaber here is quoting this Yesh Misha Omer Shalom Yitir Elam Delei Kadafka, just as the Rashba earlier, this is Shin Zayin Yutes, the Rashba Shin Zayin Hei also quotes the Bali Tosfos as a Yesh Osrim. So, based on this analysis of Michal's going, we're consistent, the Mechaber is consistent. We did note last time that a Hilchot Shofar and Hilchot Zulav, he doesn't quote the Yesh Osrim at all, but both in the context of Bar Mitzvah, Sifhei, and the context of Malkum Hefzik, if you test, the Mechaber's primary Shita is a Makilim, and then he quotes the Machmirim as a Yesh Omer. The Rush is among those we've shown him that are Mako in the Sif Yutes in the scholar context. The Rush, Perek Tesvav, Simen Yud. Perek Tesvav, Simen Yud. He quotes the Bahag that just like when it comes to the lake, we can say called Mechabe in a Mafsid, who had the name of the Bitka de Maya, the broken dam, the Chaynira, the Kol Kayotse Bazeh, Hezek Haba L'Adam Pit'om, that any sudden Hezek that's not to be expected can go in this Rora Chavit Soyayim Ba'alfa Yibud, the Yeira, Shiyacha Likros and Akri, because Shiyacha and Akri Mimele Yifbeh, so you could definitely call him, given that you could even tell him, call him a chave in a masid. So the formulation of the Rush is any hezek habal adam pitom, any financial loss which comes upon suddenly, and you weren't supposed to expect it, or you shouldn't have expected it necessarily before Shabbos, so you weren't in a position to take precautions ahead of time. In that situation, we allow Amira Linachri, at least on the Rabban. And the Mishabur writes here in Sivkatan Ayin Aleph, Hamekalo Hipsin. Luchain Sasam Amachamu Lakaman. Shin Lamadal with Sif Chavav, that's in the Deleika context. So what is considered a Hefsin Meruba? That would allow potentially a Shvus de Shvus. And again, the Lashon HaRambam, which the Mechaber quotes in Sifhei, is Tzorech Harbeh. And that's our harbei, Mishnah Berurah there, Sifkatin Kafbeis, quotes in Magen Avraham, that's Dafka B'makom Hefsek Gadol. And he references Sifyutas as the kind of Hefsek Gadol we're talking about, the Skor and Nefsedes, Ayideh Gesham. So what is the gather of Hefsek Gadol, Hefsek Berurah? In Hilchos Treifos, The Piskei Tshuva quotes Simin Lamed Aleph Sukkotin Beis in Yerideya. Simin Lamed Aleph Sukkotin Beis. Piskei Tshuva quotes from the Tshuvas Nachal Shiva that Hefsim Ruba means that you stand to lose more than a sixth of the Keren, more than a sixth of the value of, in that case, the animal. In other cases, the, but in his context, is the animal. And it did. The Hefsim Ruba that the Mari Mintz writes, or the Shach quotes, and the Ramah quotes in his Hagdamah to the Torah Satas, and the Shach quotes many times, that's the basis for something to be made in Yisra Heter. So that's the Hefsim Ruba of losing more than a sixth of the carrot. And then the Piskei Tshuva quotes a Hara Kamel that argues, because basically what the Hara Kamel says is, so you're going to tell me, let's say you have something worth $1,000, and you're going to stand to lose $150, that's not a Hefsim Ruba. But if you have something worth $6 and you stand to lose $2, then it is Hefsim Ruba? So you can't be that there is an absolute shear of 1/6. Rather, Hakol Fi Ra'os Enei Hamor. So Rabbi Silka Bonim Cohen writes that he assumes the same should be true in our context as well. That the definition of Hefsim Ruba in Yerideya should be relevant to Hefsim Ruba in Hilcha Shabbos. Rabbi Zilberstein writes that that one should necessarily reflect on the other. That when it comes to treifas, in either direction, if you're going to compare them, so if we assume that the Tshuva Sahar Karmel, it's essentially a kol fi re'os enei hadayin, what seems to be a significant hefset. So maybe even the Har Karmel would agree that if we're talking about significant money, maybe a six is a good starting point for evaluating, but this is the re'os enei hamor. Zilberstein says, it's apples and oranges, because the whole cheshbin, that's what the Mari Mintz writes, that the Ramah quotes and the Shach quotes, the whole cheshbin in Yerideya is that in these cases where Mekel Hefsim Ruba, fundamentally, Me'ikar Adin, we assume let the Deya HaMakila. In general, Ramachmir let the Deya HaMachmir, but Ramachim Hefsim, Ramachim Onik Shavs, Ramachim Oni, so then we're Mekel to assume like the Ikar Adin position of the Shita HaMakila. But that's a different cheshbin than Hilcha Shabbos. Hilcha Shabbos, we're talking about an absolute iser. Certain times, we can be makel from Mir L'Nachri, the makom Sarach and the Rabbanan. So it could be that the bar for defining Hefsim Ruba would be different in Hilcha Shabbos than in Hilchos Yerideya. Mishbura writes in Shara Tzion, Simon Reish Mem Dalid Sifkat and Lamed Hay. Reish Mem Dalid Lamed Hay. Without the context, which we don't need for the moment, Afilu Ma Deshari Shvus Deshvus Amakam Hefsed Hayne Kishelo Eitz Acheres Aval Bezeh Halo Yachal L'Sakim Adav Mer Shabbos. So in general, just a cautionary note, that the Hefsed Shvus Deshvus Amakam Hefsed is where you're stuck, there's no way out. But you can't l'chachila put yourself in a situation where you're going to have to rely on it. That's essentially the context of the Rosh's Lashon HaPisom, that if you have a situation in Hefsim Ruba where you could have expected that this is going to happen before Shabbos, then we could talk about a Shvus L'Shvus. But not to l'chachila rely on putting yourself in a situation where you're going to have to make go for a Shvus L'Shvus. What are some applications of Hefsim Ruba where we would consider allowing Shvus L'Shvus? So Rabbi Cohen in the Sefer has the following, that you have a freezer full of meat that becomes unplugged on Shabbos, and you stand to lose a significant amount of meat if you don't have enough re-plug in the freezer, so assuming that electricity is only the Rabbanan, then that would be mutter. Or you have a air conditioning, that unit that's freezing over in such a way that if it's not unplugged, it's going to self-destruct or break. So then that might be a Hefsim Ruba as well. Rabbi Zilberstein discusses, page Kuf Mem Hei, Let's say you have a lot of money that's flying around, literally. You had a wad of $100 bills or $10 bills outside, and the wind comes and all the money is flying away. So then that would be a situation of Hefsa Meruba as well.
What about a car?
It won't stop and drains the battery of the car. Yeah, so it's draining the battery, meaning if it's going to drain the battery, all you're going to need to is jumpstart the car after Shabbos, so that's arguably not a Hefsa Meruba. Let's say you leave the car light on, you discover on Shabbos, the car light's on. So even assuming that the light is a Darabanan, meaning even assuming it's not an incandescent bulb, as most are nowadays, and assuming that fluorescents are not the right, so what's the Hefsa going to be there? So if it's going to be significant financial loss, so then there's a lot to talk about. If you just need to jumpstart the car after Shabbos, and there's no long-term major Hefsa, that's a 5 minutes of inconvenience, so then may not be a Hefsa Meruba. Yeah?
Is Hefsa Meruba relative to a person's wealth?
So maybe. That's what, you know, if you take the comparison to Hilchos Trefos and the Har Carmelis approach, that it's all Lefi Ra'os Eini Amora, then it should be relative to a person's financial situation. Let's just conclude with the Mishnah Berurah Siman Shin Tes Zayin Sifkat Lamed Gimel. Shin Tes Zayin Lamed Gimel. It says to tell enough we to take a fish out of the water and put it on the yavasha. If you have a fish in water that you need, so it's going to be maps of the water if you don't take the fish out. But that's a malacha deraisa. So that we're not maktir aiding akri even the makam hesed. Unless we're only talking about an application that's the Rabbana, where he puts it into another body of water, he's not killing the fish, and that's only the Rabbana. One more marmokam in the Zilberstein quotes, in the Sharei Tshuva, on Simin Shin Zayin Sifkatan Gimel. Shin Zayin Sifkatan Gimel. He talks about having a Nachri represent you in court on Shabbos, where the court date can't be postponed. So he quotes in the Zera Emes. In their ledgers, because if you don't do it today, there's going to be a Hefsa. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time, we'll talk about Amir Lenachri Makam Kavod Abrios, Amir Lenachri on the Raisas. As per the Bala Itter, locks on Shabbos, and then we'll move on to Psikreshe, Kalakar Yad, and Benishmashas.